这一个小时的里面呢，就跟大家呢分享两个要点。
Due to the constraints of time, I would like to consider only two points with you in this hour.
第一个呢，我们还要继续谈这个内战的问题。
First of all, we would continue to talk about the internal war.
我刚刚说要吵架，要打仗。
I just said that we will have to quarrel and fight.
因为呢，那个绝对的真理，耶稣是上帝的儿子呢，作为教会呢，是绝不能放松。
Because this absolute truth that Jesus is the Son of God as a church cannot be compromised.
放松了，没有基督徒，自然没有教会。
If we relax on this point, there will be no Christians and there will be no church.
可是，假如大家注意念约翰福音。
But if you study the Gospel of John carefully.
你注意念约翰一书。
And First John.
二书三书。
Second John and Third John.
我们却又发现呢，约翰书信里面的另外一个强点呢，是讲爱心。
We'll find that another emphasis in Johannine writings is love.
约翰福音里面一个很大的特，约翰福音跟书信里面一个很大，另外一个很大的特点呢，是讲团契。
And another big characteristic in the Johannine writings is unifying fellowship.
约翰福音十七章里面，耶稣有一个很出名的祷告。那个出名的祷告是说：“父啊，求你让他们合而为一。”
There is a very famous high priestly prayer of Jesus in John 17, in which he says, "Father, let them be one as we are one."
那么在这里呢，我们又要注意的，在这个绝对的上帝是耶稣是上帝的儿子这个真理的里面呢，上帝不是要叫我们分裂。
And we can see that in this absolute truth that Jesus is the Son of God, God does not want us to split up into factions.
上帝呢，最终的那一个目标呢，是要我们合一。
The goal of God, the ultimate of God, ultimate goal of God is for us to be united as one.
在耶稣基督的团契的里面合一。
To be one in the fellowship of Jesus Christ.
非常非常要紧的一件事情。
This is most important.
在教会里面，我们常常发现了一个很奇怪的现象。
We find a rather strange phenomenon in church.
就是现在教会的分裂呢，往往呢是那些呢自认为有真理的人呢离开教会。
It is often those who believe that they have the truth who leave the church.
所有的人都错了，我们对了，所以我们离开组织另外一个教会。
They are all wrong, we are right. So let us split up and have a church of our own.
教会的分裂是由那些组织的更多的教会的产生的，是那些有真理的人去产生的。
The birth of many churches are due to those who believe that they have the truth.
当我念约翰一书的时候呢
？As I study First John.
我却发现了，假如应该有那种分裂的教会呢，应该是那些没有真理的人从教会里面出去，去开始他们另外一个教会。
I feel that it should be rather those who do not have the truth who do go out and organize their own church.
你不信啊
？You don't believe me, 啊？
我们来练练约翰。
Let's look at First John.
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter two.
十九节。
Verse 19.
一书二章十九节。
First John chapter 2 verse 19.
他们从我们中间出去，却不是守我们的。若是守我们的，就必仍旧与我们同在。他们出去，显然都不是属我们的。
They went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belonged to us.
我想那一些说有真理但是又跑开的人呢，他们也可以念这节圣经。
I feel that those who feel that they have the truth and yet left can also read this verse.
不过念的时候呢，他们是应该这样念。
But they should read it like this.
我们从他们中间出去，因为呢不属他们的。
We went out from them because we did not belong to them.
他们若属我们，就必仍旧与我们同在。
If they belong to us, they would have remained with us.
我们也就不会出去了。
And then we would not have left.
对不对？
Is this not right?
有真理的人呢？
Those who have the truth.
你要坚持真理。
You must persist in the truth.
但是这个真理不是叫你分裂。
But in upholding the truth, you are not to split into factions.
这个真理呢，乃是呢，成为你合一的基础。
Because this truth is the unifying basis for us.
而且这个真理呢，也同时呢，应该成为你合一的方法。
And this truth is the method by which we can unify.
我非常的希望呢，我们现代的教会呢，能够从过去的那个观念的里面呢，转过来。
I hope very much that we can change from this past concept.
不是对的人出去，是不对的人出去。
It is not those who are correct that leave, but rather those who are not.
可是你知道不对的人为什么该出去吗？
Do you know why those who are not correct should leave?
赶他们出去。
Should we chase them out?
有时候呢是要赶的。
Sometimes we do need to drive them out.
使徒保罗就讲到哥林多教会有一些奸淫的人，那么犯了罪还不知道错，所以使徒保罗说，假如我们在你那里啊，我老早把他们赶出去了。
The Apostle Paul mentioned some who had committed adultery and did not know of the sins in the church at Corinth, and he said, if I were there, I would have chased them out.
可是这个又是今天很少人敢做的。
But very few of us dare do this today.
那些人呢，我们不敢出去。
Those we do not drive out.
我们自己跑掉了。
We ran out ourselves.
但假如我看约翰一书的话呢？
If I read 1 John,
我有点觉得呢，这些人为什么他们会跑掉呢？
I ask myself, why did these people leave?
我猜呢，一个很基本的原因呢，是他们受不了。
I guess that one of the most basic reasons is because they can't stand it anymore.
为什么他们受不了呢？
Why can't they stand it?
他们受不了耶稣基督的那个绝对的权柄。
Because they cannot stand under the absolute authority of Jesus Christ.
他们呢受不了呢，在这个绝对的权柄的里面所产生的那个爱的团契。
They cannot take the love which is generated from this absolute authority of Jesus Christ.
约翰一书呢不好念。
It is hard to study 1 John.
因为呢，约翰写他的信呢，不跟我们现代受这些西方教育的人呢讲逻辑。
Because John was not educated as a Westerner like we are with logic.
我们有时候念使徒保罗的书信，有因为啊，所以啊，所以好像就比较容易了，推一个推一个，好像比较容易念。
It seems to be easier to study the Pauline epistles because there are many because, therefore, and we can progress logically.
约翰一书呢，一句一句的。
But 1 John consists of the seemingly discrete sentences.
而且在这个一句一句的里面呢，有时候翻来覆去呢，翻到你头痛。
And it seems it repeats and goes back time and again, so it confuses us.
有点像我们坐在后边的唐崇荣的牧师。
Somewhat like Reverend Tong at the back.
他经常会翻来覆去，翻到你头昏脑胀，对不对？
He has a way in which he can confuse you easily. He can get lost.
在约翰一书的里面呢，你真是发现了，他有时候翻来覆去呢，翻到你头昏脑胀
哦。In 1 John, you find that sometimes the way he goes about it, drives you nuts.
你是假如说你们是在光明里面，却在黑暗里面走，你们就不是在光明里面。
If you say that you are in the light and yet you walk in the light, then you are not in the light.
你们若说方言，你们就不在真理里面。
If you do not say the truth, then you are not in the light.
在真理里面呢，就不说谎言。
Those who are in the truth will not in the light.
很多这种翻来翻去的话。
There are many the sentences goes back and forth like that.
这些翻来翻去的话呢，其中呢翻到一个结果呢，其实是要我们得到一个很明显的信息。
Yet these roundabout sentences has a very clear message for us.
就是真理、爱心，爱心真理呢，应该好像我们中国人所讲的呢，所谓知行合一的事情。
it shows that love and truth are bound together forever.
这两个东西呢，不是对立的。
These do not oppose each other.
不是分开的。
They're not separate.
甚至呢，有时候你可以不该说呢，所谓先后的。
There are no firsts or seconds. There are no precedents or antecedents.
真理生命，真理爱心，爱心生命，这些东西呢，原来呢就是那么样的一个。
Truth, love, life is one. It is intrinsically bound together.
所以使徒约翰呢，可以真理爱心，爱心真理生命，真理生命，他可以这样翻来翻去。
So he can seemingly juggle the truth, love, and life.
本来有好些话可以谈哈。
Originally, there are much that I would like to say.
但是我想，今天在这里呢，我就提两点。
But I will only mention two.
而这两点呢，基本上呢，你可以说呢是一点。
And you can even say basically these two are but one point.
就是当使徒约翰在谈真理、在谈生命、在谈爱心的时候呢，他就非常清楚地指出那个爱心的范围跟爱心的深度。
That in John's discussion of the truth, the life, and the love, he has pointed out the depth and the domain of love.
什么叫做爱心？
What is love?
爱心呢，是很 concrete 的，是在实际上表现出来的。
Love is a concrete thing which has to be expressed practically.
爱心呢，不只呢是一种的情绪。
It is not only a state of emotion.
这个呢，首先呢是跟我们现在人对爱心的观念呢很不一样。
This first of all, this is very different from our usual concept of love.
特别呢，我们这些看惯了西方电视跟电影的人，什么叫做爱呢？就是抱在一起 kiss。五分钟两二十四小时那个就叫爱。
Particularly those of us who are familiar with the movies and TV stories in which people wrap each other around and kiss for 5 minutes, that is love.
我们 说那种呢是爱。
We can say that that is love.
但是呢，圣经讲的爱呢，却是一个表现在行动上面的爱心。
But the biblical concept of love is that which is expressed in practical behavior.
爱心是一种行动。
Love is action.
那在这个行动里面，使徒约翰讲到爱心的那个广度跟深度，就是说，爱呢是为弟兄死。
And here John talks about the extent and the degree of love as to dying for your brother.
爱是为弟兄死。
To love is to die for your brother.
为什么是这样呢？因为呢，是基督爱我们，为我们舍命。
Why? Because Christ loved us and gave His life for us.
在约翰福音十三章，那个耶稣为门徒洗脚的故事，也就是讲这个嘛。
And the story recorded in John 13 of how Jesus washed His disciples' feet has this point.
那个耶稣基督为什么为他的门徒洗脚呢？
Why did Jesus wash his disciples' feet?
因为耶稣呢，爱他的门徒，属他的人就爱他们到底。
Because Jesus loved his disciples and those who belonged to him, he loved them to the end.
然后耶稣告诉他的学生说：“你们知道吗？我为你们舍命，所以你们也应该如此相爱。”
And Jesus said to the disciples, "Do you not know that I give my life for you? For this reason, you should love one another."
这是一个爱的深度。
This is the depth of love.
为弟兄死。
To die for your brother.
经常讲到这里，我就很喜欢讲我的一个经历，不是我自己的，但是呢，我想可以代表很多基督徒的心态。
At this point, I would like to tell you an experience that is representative of many of our attitudes.
我不是讲过我们那个时候学生就是查经班要给人吃饭的吗？
I had already mentioned that in my student days, the Bible study group had to feed people.
好麻烦啊，就是说，假如学生20个以上啊，到50、60个要煮饭，各个礼拜煮饭，你没有煮过饭的不知道，煮过饭你就知道不简单。
If you have ever cooked for 20 to 60 people on a weekly basis, you will know that this is a burdensome task.
所以有一次呢，有一些姐妹呢，就大概也有点受不了了。
So at one point, some of the sisters could not take it anymore.
就在那个同工会的里面就讨论说，到底呢，我们还是要不要继续吃饭？
So we discussed this in the co-workers' meeting as whether we should eat in fellowship or not.
那么有一个弟兄呢，他不需要煮饭的。
So one brother who did not need to cook.
他就把爱心抬出来了。
So he brought out love.
他说，假如我们有爱心的话呢，我们就煮饭给他们吃嘛。So
he said, if we have love, then we should cook for them.
啊，那这种好像我这不会煮饭的很容易讲哈。It
is very easy for people like me who do not know how to cook to say this.
那么另外一个姐妹呢，是知道自己要煮饭的。
Another sister who knew she had to cook.
听到这句话之后呢，他就立刻说：“其实我们也不是没有爱心嘛。”
After hearing this, she said, "It is not that we don't have love."
我们也可以这样，我们也已经这样，我们也已经那样。
We have already done this and that.
这是我们一般人的那种心态了。
This is our usual attitude.
这两方面呢，可以说呢，都不知道什么叫爱啊。
These two sides of argument does not show that they really know what love is.
啊，你不会煮饭，叫人家煮饭，说是爱心，谁都会嘛。
If you do not know how to cook and you ask others to cook and call this love, then everybody can do that.
可是呢，真正到你发现了事情很麻烦，但是呢，你还是继续真正有爱心做下去的时候呢，你发现了不容易。
But when you find out that something is very bothersome and cumbersome, and yet you continue in that, that is not easy.
啊，实在不容易。
It is not easy.
那么在那个情形的里面呢，我们就走另外一个方向了，就 self-justification.
Under such circumstances, we often take the other route, which is self-justification.
啊，就往往呢，跟人家说，其实我蛮有爱心的。
And we tell others, actually, I am full of love.
我也不是没有爱心。
It is not that I don't have love.
我做尽一切，我做够一切了。
I have done my part.
使徒约翰说，假如你真正晓得怎么样是爱心的话呢，你晓得怎么样为你的弟兄舍命。
But the Apostle John says, if you really know what it means to love, then you will know how to die for your brother.
你想这样的一个人呢，他会说：“哎呦，教会里面那些弟兄姊妹都错光了，都差劲了，我们走开，另外建立一个教会吧。”Well,
to such brothers and sisters, he will say, "Oh, everybody is not as good as we are, and let us go and have our own church."
会不会
？Would they say this?
耶稣再生的时候呢，有没有说你们这些犹太人真蠢哦？
Did Jesus ever say to the Jews, "You Jews are so dumb"?
我做了这么多工作，讲了这么多话，你们都很不懂。
I've said and done so much, and you still don't understand.
啊，现在有一些人让我到国外去传道耶。Now
somebody wants me to go elsewhere to preach.
走吧。Let's
go.
耶稣真正受过这个问题哦。He
was really tested with this problem.
在约翰十二章的时候，有希尼人来找腓力，跟腓力跟着呢，就找腓力去见耶稣。There
were some Greeks who came to Philip and went with Philip to see Jesus in John 12.
跟着耶稣告诉他们什么
？What did Jesus tell them？
耶稣告诉他们说：“一粒麦子若不落在地上死，就不能结出果子。”If
a grain of wheat does not fall into the ground, it cannot grow and bear fruit.
他没有走掉。 那些人叫他说：“你过来吧。”
These people say, "Come over."
耶稣没有走掉。
He did not leave.
耶稣死在那里。
He died there.
是真正的死在那里。
He died in actuality.
他没有分裂教会。
He did not split up the church.
结果是什么？
So what happened?
那些人受不了他，把他杀掉。
These people did not want him, and they killed him.
那些人杀掉他。
It was these people who killed him.
他死在哪里？
Where did he die?
这是耶稣的真理、爱心融合到一个极度的时候所表现出来的行动。
This is the expression of the love and truth that was in Christ.
真正晓得真理的人，
Those who truly know the truth.
是真正晓得爱心的人。
Are those who know what it means to love.
真正晓得爱心的人是肯为做真理而死的人。
Those who know what it means to love are those who are willing to die for the truth.
这种人呢，只会被人杀掉，只会被人赶走，但是呢，他不会弃绝别人，丢弃别人。
These people will only be killed by others. They will be driven out, but they themselves will not abandon them.
这种精神其实呢，在西方的几个大师的里面呢，我们看到的。
We can actually see this in the Western philosophers.
In the Western church.
In the Western church.
你知道马丁路德为什么会开始我们所讲的基督教吗？
Do you know why Martin Luther started to talk about the Christianity that we know today?
不是因为他要离开天主教。
No, it is not because that he wanted to leave the Catholic Church.
是天主教把他踢出去。
But the Roman Catholic Church drove him out.
你知道卫理公会什么时候开始的吗？
Do you know when the Methodists started?
是在卫斯理死了之后开始的。
It was started after Wesley's death.
卫斯理再生的时候，他受那些教会的人许多的气，许多的麻烦。
When Wesley was alive, he suffered much conflict and problems from the people in church.
很多人跟他说，算了吧。
And many said to him, forget it.
我们另外搞一个。
Let's go and organize our own.
他一生到死为止，不准那些跟他人开始卫斯理宗的教会。
But in his whole life, he did not allow those who were on his side to do this.
这是真正几个宗派的那个开始人他们的精神。
This is the spirit of those who founded the various denominations.
啊，所以现在我应该回头来呢，告诉大家说，有时候宗派呢本身呢不见得是错的。
So let me come around, turn around and say this.Sometimes denominations in themselves are not wrong.
当马丁路德被人踢走之后，他开始信一宗，没有错。
So when Luther was kicked out, he started the Lutheran, and there was nothing wrong with that.
啊，我们不能骂他。
We cannot scold him for it.
但是后代在我们，特别在我们现在的中国教会的里面，太多太多那种自称有真理的人，不晓得什么是真理。
But there are too many in the generations that are to come, as particularly in our Chinese church, who claim to know the truth, but actually do not know the truth.
真理、生命、爱心是一个。
Life, truth, and love is one.
真理的极点是上帝的儿子为世界上的人死在十字架上。
The point of truth, the apex of truth, is that Jesus, the Son of God,died for mankind on the cross.
第二
Secondly,
在圣经里面讲爱心的时候
when the Bible talks about love,
是一个从在高位的人往下走。
It talks about one who is from way up high who descended himself.
有一首圣诞节的诗我蛮喜欢的。
There's a particular carol, Christmas carol, which I like very much.
Ivory Palace.
The Ivory Palace.
耶稣基督原来有天上一切的丰盛。
Jesus Christ had all the heavenly abundance.
然后他却丢弃了那些丰盛，下到人间来。
But he forsake that and came into the earth.
约翰十三章告诉我们，耶稣基督为门徒舍命。
In John 13, it says Jesus died for his disciples.
所以耶稣基督为爱他们到底。
And says that Jesus loved them to the end.
是在什么时候呢？
When did he say this?
约翰福音有一句很有意思的话。
There's a very meaningful sentence in John.
他说耶稣知道自己离世的时候近了。
It says that Jesus knew that the time had come.
知道自己快要死了。
He knew that he was about to die.
然后呢，又知道父已经把万有都交在他的手里。
And he knew that the Father had given all things into his hand.
知道他是万有者。
Knew that he had all things in his hand.
有最高的权力，最大的丰盛。
He had the highest authority and the most abundant of all.
然后呢，所以。
Then.
他就为他的门徒洗脚。
And only then did he wash the feet of his disciples.
爱心让我们晓得怎么样在高处往下走。
Love teaches us how to go from the high place to the low.
在我们中国教会里面有一个现象。
There is a phenomenon in our Chinese church.
就是一般人看不起传道人。
Most people do not respect the preachers, the ministers.
那么看不起传道人呢？为什么呢
？Why do they despise the ministers？
因为呢，这许他们认为许多传道人呢是为做饭碗而做工的。
Because they feel that these ministers work for food。
为什么说他们是为饭碗而做工呢
？Why do you say that they work for the keep？
因为呢，他们觉得呢，有一些传道人，我们不说他对不对哈，是不是哈？他总之他们是觉得呢，这一些传道人呢是无路可走的时候呢，然后呢才去做传道的。
Without saying that whether these people are right or wrong, they feel that ministers work for the keep because they feel there is no other way out for the minister to go.
那么，从事实上呢，我想呢也有一部分是真的。
In reality, I think they are partly right.
起码呢，我就知道了有一些教会里面的长老执事们呢，当他的儿子考不完大学的时候呢，就告诉他们说：“你到神学院去念书吧。”
At least I know that there are some elders and deacons in some churches when their children cannot get into the universities, will tell them, "Why don't you go to the Bible colleges?"
我也听过好几个弟兄姊妹的见证说，感谢上帝，我大学考不上，所以他感动我爱他，现在奉献做传道人。
I've also heard testimonies in which brothers and sisters says, "Thank God, I was not able to matriculate and get into the university, so he moved me to love him and serve him."
这种人呢，他们的爱心呢，没有代价的。
They have not paid the cost in their love.
他们不需要付出的。
They do not need to pay out anything.
因为他们没有东西可以付出。
Because they have nothing to pay.
反而在他们这种爱心的里面呢，他们得到蛮多的。
On conversely, in their love, they gained much.
起码呢，大学上不去，也有神学院可以练练。
At least they have a further education.
神学院练完之后，还起码还有一个也不算太差的职业，饿不死就是了。
And after graduation from the Bible colleges, they have a fair occupation.
那么我不是鼓励大家看不起人。
I'm not encouraging you to look down on others.
但是我想呢，从圣经的真理里面呢，我们要承认呢，这种没有付出的爱心不是爱心。
But from the biblical perspective, we have to say that the love that does not require you to give up anything is not love.
耶稣基督的爱心是他有万有，知道呢他要走十字架的道路，然后呢他还决定呢舍弃一切，包括他的生命。
The love of Christ is such that because he knows that he has all abundance and that he is the possessor of these things, that he forsake these glories and went on the path to the cross.
昨天在那个基督教与中国文化的里面，我跟弟兄姐妹们谈到一点，说我告诉他们说我今天会讲。
Yesterday I mentioned a point in my workshop of Christianity and culture, which I said I would mention here.
那么我现在就讲一讲。
So now I will expound on it.
中国教会的开始，因为我们那些西方的宣教士，没有办法得到那些有学问的人。
The start of the Chinese church began because the Western missionaries were not able to gain any who were educated.
所以呢，他们就从贫苦大众开始。
So they started out with the poor.
这些贫苦的大众呢，你去看呢，他们的第二代、第三代呢，都是有许多的医生、律师。
And if we look, we will see that the second and third generation of these poor consisted of many doctors and lawyers.
工程师,
engineers.
举简单的一个例就好, 假如你不相信的话呢, 前十几二十年呢, 台湾有一个牧师就在写了一个Trace 台湾那个教会的那个 那些初期的基督徒的那种小书。
If you do not believe me, let me cite an example. A pastor wrote a little pamphlet which traced the history of many of these people.
这一些人呢, 第一代他们信主的时候呢, 都是很穷的。
In the first generation which believed, they were very poor.
然后你在那个家谱的里面呢, 你就可以算到呢, 这个家庭的里面呢, 有几个律师, 有几个牧师, 有几个工程师, 怎么样怎么样。
And you will see in the genealogy after that generation how many doctors, pastors, and lawyers they were.
现在的整个中国教会呢, 不, 我们不能说呢, 已经是在那个上层的社会里面。
We cannot say that the whole of the Chinese church exists in upper society.
但是起码呢, 我们可以说呢, 整个中国教会呢, 是在中等的阶级跟 upper middle class的里面。
At least we can say, though, that it is in the middle class and the upper middle class.
基督徒最少的百分比的是在那些贫穷的大众的中间。
And among the Chinese Christians, the smallest percentage exists in among the poor.
我想一方面我们要感谢上帝。
On one hand, we should thank God.
上帝恩待那些真正信靠他的人。
God has given grace to those who truly trusted him.
那些真正信靠他的人呢, 晓得读书, 晓得奋斗, 所以呢, 他们很自然呢, 不会留在那个贫穷的里面。
Those who truly believed in God knew how to study and to struggle, and therefore they did not remain in the lower class.
我第一天也讲过, 贫穷本身绝不是好事情。
I've already mentioned on the first day that poverty in itself is not a good thing.
上帝让我们能够从那个贫穷的里面 升到中等阶级, 升到 upper middle class, 我们要感谢上帝, 是他的恩典。
It is only through God's grace that we have risen from the lower classes into the upper middle classes.
可是我们要记得,
But we have to remember,
绝对的真理是绝对的爱心。
For the absolute truth, there is the absolute love.
绝对的爱心是能够为人舍命舍去一切。
And the absolute love is one in which you can, for the sake of others, forsake all.
今天我们中国教会很喜欢谈把福音传开出去。
In our Chinese church today, we often like to say we want to spread the gospel.
但是我们到处看到中国教会发展不出去。
But we see that it does not, the Chinese church seemingly is underdeveloped.
许许多多的人在研究方法。
Many people are studying ways to do so.
但是我觉得有一个最基本的问题, 假如我们不解决的话, 我们没有盼望。
But I feel that there is one very basic question. If we do not solve this problem, there is no hope.
那个问题就是在乎, 我们所讲的真理, 我们所讲的绝对的爱心, 能不能够让我们这些在 middle class, 在 upper middle class 的基督徒, 丢弃我们上帝给那一些有的给别人。
The question is this, we who are in the middle and upper middle classes, and the love that we talk about, will that love allow us to forsake all that God has given us for others?
整个中国的人口的里面, 80%的以上是在 middle class底下。
Of the whole Chinese populace, 80% is in the middle class below and below.
It's below the middle
class. Excuse me, it's below the middle class.
起码
At least
是在这个中等家庭以上
Is below the middle class
假如我们下不去的话 你谈什么中国人信耶稣
If you cannot lower yourself into them How can you What you need no longer talk about Spreading the gospel to the Chinese
最多你有什么
At most What do you have
不过15%的中等阶级而已
You will only have 15% of the middle class
而你发现现在的中等阶级的人太富有了，他们不需要你。
And you will find that the middle class are too rich in themselves to need you.
他们说我们不需要上帝。
They say we do not need God.
所以结果我们有什么？
So what do you have?
我们什么都没有。
Nothing.
我不是说我们不能留在美国。
I'm not saying that we cannot stay in the States.
我不是说我们每一个人从此都应该决定我要回东方去。
I'm not saying that all of us must henceforth decide that we have to go back to the East.
事实上，我真正的有这样的一个感觉。
In actuality, I really have this such a feeling.
不是每一个人配回去的。
Not everyone is worthy to go back.
不是每一个人配回去的。
Not everyone is worthy to go back.
不是每一个人你说我要回去，你就可以回去的。
Not every one of us who say we want to go back can go back.
不是。
No.
是在上帝的恩典的里面，他的呼召临到你。
It is only in the God of grace of God that when His calling comes upon you,
他给你那个负担。
It gives you that burden.
他给你那个恩赐。
He gives you that gift.
他给你那个耐力。
He gives you the endurance.
让你真正能够晓得什么是受苦，让你真正受得了苦，让你晓得什么是叫耶稣基督为我们死。
That you may know what it means to suffer, that you may be able to take that suffering, and that you may be able to know what it means for Christ to die for us.
只有这一种人
Only these people
配回去在那个低层的里面工作
are worthy to go back and work among the lower classes.
我自己的一个最大的难过呢，就是我跟一般人讲到了，没有人知道我在讲什么。
My biggest sorrow in the last couple of days is that I talked to many of you, but it seems that not many of you know what I'm talking about.
上帝要你说，我看到我要回去，我肯放下。上帝没有给你那种恩赐的话呢，你也传不出去的。
You said, God, I want to go back, and I'm willing to go back. But if God does not give you the grace, you cannot go back.
所以当上帝让你能够看到，上帝让你给你那个恩赐，让你能够回去的时候，那是一个莫大的恩典。
So if God allows you to see that you ought to go back, and He gives you the gift of going back, that is due to God's grace.
是一个极大的恩典。
It is indeed a great, great grace.
但是我们中国教会面临这一个试验。
But the Chinese church faces this test.
讲到这里，我想大家呢会觉得我好像一直没有给大家一个出路。
As at this point, probably many of you think that I have not allowed you a way out.
有一次我谈这些问题的时候，有一个人告诉我说：“你听了你的话呢，我都觉得我快死掉了。”
One time when I was discussing this problem, someone told me, after I hear you, I felt that I should be worthy of death.
绝望嘛。
It's hopeless.
没有盼望。
There's no hope.
所以我想呢，最后的几分钟呢。
So in the last few minutes,
我们再来看一个意象。
Let us look at another vision.
使徒约翰的意象。
The vision of the Apostle John.
在启示录的里面，使徒约翰有意象。
In Revelations, it shows us John's vision.
他看到什么？
What did he see?
当他看世界的时候，他看什么？
What did he see when he looked at the world?
当他看世界的时候，这个世界好惨哦。
When he looked at the world, it was full of tragedy.
一般基督徒都搞昏头的，什么几个碗啊，几个印啊，几个号啊。
Most of us are confused by the number of bowls and seals and trumpets.
啊，但是那些东西呢，每一个都不是好事情。
But each of them were woes.
好惨的一个世界。
It was a tragic world.
在启示录的里面，你看那些基督徒的时候，好惨哦。
When you look at the Christians in the Revelations, they were very tragic.
他们是什么样的基督徒呢？
What were they like?
被人砍头的。
They were those who were beheaded.
一个砍一个。
One after the other.
而且呢，有一段圣经说呢，被砍的人呢就在问说，什么时候才完啊？
And those who had been killed were asking, when will this end?
上帝的答案是说，要等那些应该被砍的都砍完了，然后才停止。
And God answered them, wait a little longer till the number has been filled.
好惨的一个现实世界。
It was a very painful, real, practical, realistic world.
可是在另外的一面，使徒约翰看天。
But yet at the same time, John looked at the skies.
他看到什么？
What did he see?
他看到上帝的宝座。
He saw the throne of God.
他看到什么？
What else did he see?
他看到许许多多人围在宝座的面前。
He saw the throngs crowding around the throne.
他看到整个宇宙上帝所创造的，我们昨天所讲的那些天上的、地下的、地底下的人都围在上帝的宝座的面前。
He saw the people that were on the earth, that were under the earth, and were all encircled around the throne of God.
他们在干嘛？
What were they doing?
启示录里面有许许多多的诗歌。
There are many hymns in Revelation.
那些诗歌不是好像我们现在有一些基督徒所唱的。
They were not like the ones that we sing.
Dear Lord, I am weak.
Dear Lord, I am weak.
Hold my hand. Guide me on.
牵我手，领我走。
就哇，我们很多人唱那个，很现实，对不对？好好。
Many of us sing that. It's very sad, it seems.
也不是呢，我们那些我独自行在花园里。
No, were they? I walk in the garden alone.
好像呢，我们在那里享受。
As if we were enjoying things.
那些诗歌是什么诗歌
？What are those hymns?
是。荣耀颂赞赞美尊贵许许多多我都念不完的名词堆在一起的诗歌
The ones made up of the words of worthy art thou praise be to thee or thanks be to thee such many heaps of these worshipful words
是赞美的诗歌
They were hymns of praise
启示录里面的诗歌是赞美的诗歌
The hymns in Revelation are those of praise
启示录里面有摩西的歌
There's Moses' song in there.
摩西的歌是什么歌
What is Moses' song?
是那些以色列人出了红海之后，追兵都死在红海那里面的时之后，他们唱的那个得救的歌。
It is a song of salvation after which, with the Egyptians behind the back, the Lord had led them across the Red Sea.
启示录最后到十九章的时候，让我们看到那个万王之王来到的时候。
And finally, in Revelation 19, it shows us when the King of Kings shall come.
又是整个宇宙被创造的人同样在那里唱 Hallelujah.
And the whole universe and all those who have been created will are singing Hallelujah.
The church militant is the victorious church. 征战的教会是得胜的教会，受苦的教会。最终是得胜的教会。
The suffering church and the last round is the victorious church.
你信不信
Do you believe this?
初期教会的历史
Early his church history
很明显的把这样的一个图画写在历史书上面
Depicts this for us in the historical books.
多多少少的人他们付上了代价而最后不是罗马帝国得胜是基督徒救了罗马帝国。
Numerous people paid the price, and in the end, it is not the Romans who conquered, but rather the Christians who saved the Roman Empire.
今天其实在我们中国教会的历史上面，我们也看到。
Actually, in our Chinese church history, we can also see this.
在中国教会历史里面，有一个基督徒人数增长的时候，那个时候就是在义和团之后。
There was a period in which the number of Chinese Christians grew, and this was after the Boxer Revolution.
中国教会另外有一个很明显的、很大的教会增长的时候，那个时候是在文化大革命之后。
And yet a second period. It is a song of salvation after which, with the Egyptians behind the back, the Lord had led them across the Red Sea.
启示录最后到十九章的时候，让我们看到那个万王之王来到的时候。
And finally, in Revelation 19, it shows us when the King of Kings shall come.
又是整个宇宙被创造的人同样在那里唱哈利路亚。
And the whole universe and all those who have been created will sing Hallelujah.
The church militant is the victorious church. 征战的教会。是得胜的教会，受苦的教会，最终是得胜的教会。
the suffering church in the last round is the victorious church.
你信不信?
Do you believe this?
初期教会的历史
Early his church history
很明显地把这样的一个图画写在历史书上面
Depicts this for us in the historical books.
多多少少的人他们付上了代价而最后不是罗马帝国得胜是基督徒救了罗马帝国
Numerous people paid the price and in the end it is not the Romans who conquered but rather the Christians who saved the Roman Empire
今天其实在我们中国教会的历史上面我们也看到
Actually in our Chinese church history we can also see this
在中国教会历史里面有一个基督徒人数增长的时候那个时候就是在义和团之后
There was a period in which the number of Chinese Christians grew and this was after the Boxer Revolution
中国教会另外有一个很明显的很大的教会增长的时候那个时候是在文化大革命之后
And yet a second period in which the church in China grew that was after the Cultural Revolution
The church militant is the victorious church. 基督徒，我们不是一天到晚觉得问题多多，没有办法解决。总之呢，死就死吧，死定了。
We Christians should not have the attitude that there are so many problems and we can find no solutions to them. And so if we have to die, then let us just die like this.
基督徒不是一天到晚在哀叹世风日下越来越多人拒绝主教会人数越来越少
Christians we must not just sigh and in sorrow that so many people have rejected God
圣经最终给我们的信息是一个得胜的信息
The message of the Bible is one of victory
上帝对我们的要求是你行在真理的里面
The requirement God has for us is that we walk in the truth
持守上帝所交托给你的
That we keep what God has committed unto us
保守你起初的爱心
That we guard our first love
圣徒的忍耐正如耶稣基督的忍耐一样
The endurance of the saints should be as the endurance of Christ
最终是上帝的国征服世界的国
And finally, the kingdom of God will conquer this world.
所以今天我开始的时候，我就要祭弟兄，请那个带领诗歌的人叫我们唱 Onward Christian Soldiers.
Therefore, at the beginning of this morning, I asked that we sing Onward Christian Soldiers.
我真觉得中国教会没有这种男子汉的气概。
I just feel that we Chinese Christians are not macho enough.
我们不晓得怎么样的这种歌呢，唱不好的。
How is it that we can't sing this song well?
唱的时候呢，都是拖得要死的。
We drag along.
大概连我们的国歌赏明珠一都是拖得好长的。
Even when we sing our national hymn, we may just drag it along as well.
没有一点男子汉的气概。
We have no spirit to it.
但是圣经给我们的看到最终的那个意象呢，却是一个得胜的图画。
But the final vision that the scripture shows us is one of victory.
我们来唱另外一首歌好不好
？Let's sing another song.
试试看我们做的什么。
Let's try it.
We have a story to tell the world. 我们有一首歌 to tell to the nations. 我看哈。应该是199，是不是
？We have a story to tell to the nations.
不是 ，124， 对，124。
We have a story to tell to the nation. Hymn number 124.
请弹琴的姊妹帮我们弹一下，然后我们站起来唱，好不好
？After the prelude, let us stand and sing. Thank you.
我们有一故事传给万方，更是难见会传给传，我故事真自有奇妙，还有平安与光明，还有平安与光明，平安也必要转回尘化，把真我更显得威望，天地充满爱与光。
第二节
Verse 2，
我们有一首歌唱给万邦，更是人间乡村回响，这首歌能胜过罪恶，能粉碎的剑矛枪，能粉碎的剑矛枪，平安也必要转为晨光，照在我眼前的威望，一个分割就将您地上全体充满爱与光。
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer。
也许有一些弟兄姊妹愿意带我们祷告，我们就先有几分钟的时间让大家有这样的机会。
Perhaps some of us would like to lead us in prayer, so let us have a few minutes in which we would do this. Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ our Lord, we lift up our hearts and heads to you in worship and praise because you are a victorious King over the whole universe. And we look forward to the day that you will come and claim us as your own. Oh, Heavenly Father, help us to lift up our heads to you. Help us not to droop in sorrow under our own selfishness. Give us that vision which you have promised us, which you have given uniquely to each one of us here, that we may, as you, as we sang this morning, march onward in your army. Help us to march according to the beat of your drum, that we may be worthy soldiers who will not shrink from death, will pay the price that you have paid for us. In Christ's name, pray.
Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we are in grace, we are not aware of your grace. Lord, we don't know your grace. We are in the church, 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 we are我们也是污秽的，就求你的圣洁的光明照亮我们，洁净我们，让我们把求主把我们自私辞去，主啊，差遣我们，使用我们，感谢主，赞美。
哇，感谢你，赞美你，你的恩典是丰富的，主啊，我求你的灵来带领我在今天在这个时候向你交通。向你求的事情，主啊，我不求你别的，专求主你的灵带领这些弟兄姊妹们，真理要利用他们为你的工作做一千工人的解放，荣耀你的灵，传扬你的福音，使你的福音大兴旺，使你的福音传遍到天下。主啊，你的命令，求你今天就特别的加令令给每一个弟兄姊妹们，凡是信你的弟兄姊妹们，你都有权柄差遣他们为你工作，只要你用圣灵带领，每一个弟兄都能得到你的救恩，也能蒙那的恩典，也能分差遣。奉耶稣的命祷告求，阿门。
阿门。